entire church dies from carbon monoxide poisoning. Woo! Be one big funeral. Yeah! I'm pumped. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody okay? Nobody's got the high five, baby cakes. Woo! Yes! High five is right. All right. Sweet. Yeah, dude. Booyah. All right, dude. Man, it's chaps. Man, maybe I've lost weight. I have been in three motorcycle accidents in my life. I've been down three times. Nothing really crazy. One was maybe a little crazier. That one could have been bad, but the others weren't too bad. But I've been in three motorcycle accidents, and I can honestly say that, they're not fun. Like, they're not fun. Motorcycle accidents are not fun. And some of you know people that have been in motorcycle accidents, of course, and stuff. But I was thinking a little bit about, when you're going down the road and all of a sudden you fall off your motorcycle, okay, and you start skipping down the pavement, all right? And you start skipping down the pavement and you start to get what? Road rash, right? And that ain't good. And it doesn't matter. Well, it kind of matters. But if you're going 100 miles an hour or 30 miles an hour, like, it's just not cool. Road rash just kind of is not a cool thing. I got to actually take this off for a sec. Whew, I'm just sweating. But hold on. I got to keep that for a sec. But it's just not cool. And then sometimes you actually get, like, twisting down the road, and then stuff starts to break, right? Break an arm, break a leg, break your neck. And it's just not, it's not fun, it's not cool, and it doesn't really matter how fast you're going, there's going to be pain, there's going to be a lot of hurt. And when you go down on your motorcycle, the thing you want on, right, is a bunch of equipment, right? You want to be, like, all leathered up with some good boots. You want the chaps. You want your jacket with the elbow pads. You want good gloves. You want a helmet, right? Glasses, eye protection. Like, if you're going to go down, you want to have all the stuff. And I think life, as I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about our text, I think life is kind of sometimes, it can feel like you're skipping down the road at about 100 miles an hour. And you're picking up road rash, and then you start to twist and tumble, and stuff starts to break. And stuff starts to happen in your life, and it starts to just go really south in a hurry. And this is going to be a really easy to sell today for some of you in the room, because you're right there. Like, you're feeling like your life is going about 100 miles an hour down a paved road, right? Sometimes feels like road rash, 100 miles an hour. Paved road, you're hitting barriers, you're hitting concrete barriers, there's rocks and gravel, and you're twisting and turning, and there's a sidewalk, and you're still going, though. And there's, you're like, as it's kind of crazy, you look ahead, it's like, oh man, there's still more to come. As some of you, you're right there. Like, I wonder how many people this morning are just sick. Like, they're sick. Like, they're struggling with some sickness or some disease or some heart problem or whatever it might be. Is there somebody here this morning? Is there somebody here? I'm not looking for hands. But is there somebody here who's in a very financially bad spot? Like, you're just not in a good spot. And the bills keep coming, and it just, it's like, how are we going to do, how am I going to do this? How's this going to work? Anybody here that's that? Anybody that's here this morning who's got relationship problems with some people around them? And there's just, it's like every time you're with these people, they just annoy the snot out of you. And it's just always anxiety inside your heart when you're around these people. Yeah, Annette. Yeah, we hit pause on the record button on for online. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how many people this morning, right, are struggling with something? Something's going on in your life where it feels like you're cruising down the highway and you're not on the bike anymore. You're off the bike and you're rolling and you're tumbling and you're picking up road rash. You're breaking stuff left and right. See, I was thinking about this text. I was just thinking, how many people, are there people in this room who've had thoughts of suicide this past week? You actually thought about it. You contemplated suicide. You thought about it. You're like, yeah, maybe this would be the better way out. Like, you don't even know what the meaning of your life is anymore. There's no sense of identity or self-worth or of worth of any kind. And you don't even know what to, like, is there anybody in the room like that? Because as I was reading this text, as we're trying to finish up Ephesians, our study of Ephesians, I was looking at this text and this really stood out to me. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For the scheming of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this dark world, and over this the present darkness, over the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. I spiritual forces of evil. What does that mean? What does that look like? Now, I recognize, here's the deal. I think sometimes in this area, people blame the devil too much. You ever been around those kind of people? Where it's just kind of like, you know, they trip and fall, and it's like Satan did that. You know, it's like, well, actually, just buy a new pair of shoes or something, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, or watch where you're going. Yeah. Sometimes it's just life. Sometimes it's our own sin. Sometimes it's the world and brokenness. But this text is actually causing us, and it's fascinating that this is how Paul is ending Ephesians. It's fascinating that he's ending with this note. Yeah, that sometimes that's what's going on. But I also want you to understand that there's spiritual forces of evil. Okay, this is like demons. Okay, Satan himself that are against you. They're against you. Yeah, and the question is, do we believe that, right? See, sometimes we talk about this. I was looking at Kate Spade, who committed suicide this past week. Did you see that? Yeah. And there's some of that stuff, you know, they'll talk about, and I have no idea who, you know, I don't know this situation or this person. But even like media and stuff, they'll say things like, you know, she was battling with her demons. Well, what does that mean? You know, sometimes we say stuff like that, and there's a sense of something deeper going on, but do we really believe that there's demons that are influencing some of these kinds of things at times in our lives? And the Apostle Paul is saying, yeah. Yeah, sometimes that's exactly what's going on. There's demonic spiritual forces of evil that are against you, scheming against you. Twisting and turning things. See, look at John here, chapter 6, verse 44. 8, I'm sorry, verse 44. This is Jesus talking. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. He brings lies. Now, this is going to deepen our thinking here a little bit, okay? But he's a liar. He's a deceiver. Look at 2 Corinthians. Look at 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. And no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Okay? This actually makes it a little worse here. Because Satan is working against you, attempting to get you into a place where you are afraid. Now follow me. Follow me here what I'm saying. Where you are afraid, but also where you might be anxious, but also where you might be prideful, where you might be arrogant, where you might be self-righteous, where you might be a whole lot of different things. See, Satan ultimately is trying to, ultimately, this is like kind of the key bad part of today's sermon, right? Ultimately, Satan is trying to get you to take your focus off of God. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to get you to take your focus off of the one who has created you. Off the one who loves you with this love that's just incredible. Ultimately, Satan is trying to use anything he can to get you to take your focus off of God. Anything. He does not care. See, it's not the means that he's worried about. He'll use anything to get you to take your focus off of God. And sometimes, and if you're in this room and you're sliding down that road and you're hitting barriers and you know, your finances are are just terrible and you've had thoughts of suicide. See, this is an easy sell sermon. This is an easy sell to you because you're like, yeah, I feel under attack. I feel like somebody keeps putting up concrete barriers and I'm sliding down this thing called life and they just keep putting it all over. And I'm just getting beat up all over the place. That's easy to sell it to you this morning. Now I got a word for you. I got a word for you this morning. But before we jump into that word, I want to think a little bit about somebody in this room where life is actually still okay. And the question is simply this, is Satan still attacking you? Is Satan still attacking you when life is good? It doesn't feel like I'm on it. You know, nothing's been floating around in my room, right? Like, you know, the little lady doesn't go hover and, right? Like, life is pretty good. I don't feel under attack. Yeah. See, I was thinking about this. I was thinking, one of the things Satan would love to do is actually convince you that you're not sliding down a road that's concrete and pavement and all this stuff. One of the things he would love to get us convinced of is that we're actually on one of these like slip and slides. See? Nice and smooth. You got your swim trunks on and you're sliding down and you slide straight into hell. Man, he'd love that. See, he would love it if you actually started just taking your armor off. You know, maybe I don't even need this jacket anymore. You know, actually, I'm just kind of on a nice little slip and slide here. And you start stripping your armor off. And all of a sudden you start, and I had Jeffrey sit up there to be an example of what not to be. Okay. I'm sorry, Jeffrey. Everybody's like, what's Jeffrey? This is a picture of what not to look like in life. And I feel bad. I'm sorry, Jeffrey, that I did that. Man. Wow. That was a shot for Jeffrey. But he can take it. See? Satan would love for you to be stripped down to a pair of shorts and a tank top. Yeah, this ain't too bad. And you know, you just skip right along straight to hell. Satan will use anything, good, bad, ugly, Don't matter. He's going to use it against you to take your focus off of God. And I want to ask you this question this morning. Do you believe that? Like, what if we really believed that Satan was against us? What if we really believed that demonic forces and spiritual forces of evil were against us? What would that do? How would that change the way we think about things? How would we think about life? What would our prayer life look like if I thought that there was some invisible spiritual being that was actually against me and attacking me and attempting to get my focus off of God? What would I do? How can I live? How can I work and navigate this life when I'm thinking about and really believe that it's against me? I don't fully understand it. Don't get me wrong. It's hard to understand sometimes these things we can't see and can't fully grasp them. But Paul is saying, man, our battle is against not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil that are against you. What if we really believe this? See, ultimately, ultimately what Jesus wants to do, this is kind of my takeaway point for today. I'd text this baby out or file it in your brain at least. Ultimately, Jesus wants to protect you from that which really can hurt you. See, ultimately, Jesus wants to protect you from the stuff that can actually hurt you. He's saying, hey, I want you to take up the belt of truth. I want you to put on the breastplate of righteousness. I want you to put on, right, the helmet of salvation. I want you to have your feet fitted with the gospel, the readiness, the gospel of peace, right? I want you to actually take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I want you to put on some armor, folks, because see, the assumption by Paul is that you're not on the motorcycle, you're actually on the pavement going about 100 miles an hour. See, this is in this world, you will have trouble. In this world, you will have tribulation. In this world, you will have spiritual forces of evil that are against you. And so the assumption is already there. It's not put on the breastplate of everything's all right. It's not put on the helmet of life is pretty good. It's not put on the belt of, finally everything's in order in my life. No. The assumption life is going to be hard. That's what's assumed. And the Apostle Paul said, we need some kind of armor. It was amazing to me as I was studying this past week, how defensive this is. How we are under attack and we need our armor on and we can't look like Jeffrey. Sorry, Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeff, you're not
the only one. Yeah, exactly. This, you put the armor on, that doesn't mean you don't get sick. You put the armor on, it doesn't mean you don't have difficulties. You put the armor on, it doesn't mean the finances just come back and, oh, psh, 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 psh. You put the armor on, it doesn't mean you don't have bad thoughts in your mind. You put the armor on, it doesn't mean that stuff. It simply means you got to armor up because that stuff is coming.
Amen.
That's the difference. See, Satan, I was thinking about this, how to kind of phrase this. I wish I could have given this more thought. But Satan, he smirks. Let me just kind of get this. He smirks when we get the disease. But he laughs when we die without armor. He smirks, you know, it's just kind of a little smirk. Yeah, it's kind of smirky. When we become kind of consumeristic. But when we make it a part of our identity, see, then he laughs. See, he smirks and it's kind of like whatever when somebody dies. But he laughs when they die without this armor. See, the idea here is, my question is, what is the armor? See, we haven't even spent any time on this. What is the breastplate of righteousness? The helmet of salvation? What is this stuff? Wow. Yes. That's right. What is this text? Look at this. Ephesians. I'm back in our text. Finally, be strong in the Lord. We don't have it up here, Lyle. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the armor of God. Sometimes you just read through this stuff because we know it so well, we just start to forget kind of what the basic was saying. Put on the armor of God. Put on him. Put on him. See, it's not about just kind of maybe, when we start to look like Jeffrey going through life in our t-shirt and in our shorts and we don't need any armor, what can start to happen is we can start to think that the fight, the battle, is something that we can overcome on our own. If I just kind of muscle through this, or I have enough wit, or I have enough thoughts, or I have enough reason, or I have enough knowledge, or I have enough whatever, we can start to think, I can get through this on my own. And we can't. This is the idea that what he's painting is this incredibly powerful picture. A picture of more powerful than you. Satan is more powerful than you are. Demons are more powerful than you are. You have to have armor on. What is the armor? What is the armor? Well, it's Jesus Christ. See, the idea here is actually putting on the armor of God. And Isaiah gets into this, which we don't have time for. But Isaiah actually talks about how there will be one who will come who will take up the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. Who is this? Well, it's Jesus. And that's why when Jesus comes, right? When Jesus shows up and he starts with whose righteousness? Whose breastplate of righteousness do I have to put on? Maybe I can work my way into some kind of right. No. It's actually Jesus's righteousness that he wins for you. Well, how do I get the shield of faith? How do I get some gloves that'll help me and protect me as I'm sliding around the ground and shielding off the flaming arrows of the evil one? How can I protect? Whose faith? Well, maybe if we were here, right, then you'd hear and listen. Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Oh, whose faith is this? This is God's faith that he's granted to us. See, the belt of truth. Well, what belt of truth? Okay, I'm just going to speak the truth. There's some of that here, but this is ultimately going back to Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You got to put me on. And then it's too perfect to not go there. And you've heard me say it before. Galatians 3, 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. If you've been baptized into Christ, you've put on Christ. We need Jesus so bad. We've got to be armored up with him. And it doesn't mean life's going to just get easy. It just means that you're still going to be sliding along. That's the assumption. You're still going to be sliding along with all sorts of attacks. You'll still be grinding on the pavement. You'll still be grinding on the life is actually good. I'm being tempted right now to just take off all my armor. You'll have all these things still be thrown at you. But the difference is that you'll have an armor. You'll have an armor. And this morning, I was thinking about this. I can't imagine not having armor when we start to talk about things like death. Death, which is going to come to us all. What if we didn't have the armor of Jesus that says, I'm the resurrection. I'm the life. See, what are these really bad problems that we're up against? Things like death. Things like sin. That weighs us down, that we can't overcome on our own. Spiritual forces of evil that we can't take out with guns or something. How do we deal with these things? Well, we turn to Christ, the one who on the cross and in his resurrection defeats sin, defeats death, defeats the devil. This morning, my question is, do you have Jesus on you? Have you been baptized into him to receive an armor that protects us? Satan is against each and every one of you. I'm so thankful that Jesus gives us this promise to armor us up. Because you know what they say about riding motorcycles? There's two kinds of people, right? Those who've been down and those who are going down. I've been down 3 times. I'm done. That's my thought. So I'm done going down, hopefully. Satan's after us, guys. Last week when I was looking at the text, and this is how I'm going to kind of finish this up. Last week when I was looking at the text, I actually told Jackie, I was like, I'm preaching on spiritual warfare this next week. I got a feeling I know how this week's going to go. And it's amazing when you're looking for it and you're watching. Wow, that's not normal. That's weird. That's weird over here. And you start praying against some stuff specifically, and you start saying, no, I'm going to armor up here, and I'm going to take Jesus into the midst of this. Wow, it's a game changer. It really is. Ephesians is all about grace. You're saved by grace. And from that, everything else flows. How we live our lives in obedience to a God who loves us. Prayer. I hope and pray that this study of Ephesians has blessed you. I pray that you'd be back in it again and again. Ephesians is like my go-to. I go back to Ephesians all the time. But it's all found in Christ Jesus. It's grace that saves us. Let's say a prayer. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks and praise. We give you thanks and praise for the armor that you provide us with. Really, Jesus, it's you. It's your righteousness. It's you, the truth. It's the helmet of salvation that you won for us on the cross. It's that word, that sword of the Spirit, the word, you, the word made flesh, and the things that come out of your mouth. It's that word. It's the gospel of peace that we can have our feet readied with. It's the shield of faith that we get to cling to. It's all of these things, God, that you give to us by grace. And we just receive that now. As we get armored up, as we start putting on, God, that helmet. Man, we need that helmet so bad. As you put these things and you give these things to us, help us to take seriously the battle that wages all around us. And God, we pray against Satan. We pray against demons where they're having their little playgrounds in our lives. We pray against that in Jesus' name. We ask for your continued protection and guidance. And we thank you, Jesus, that you promised just that. That you say, I'm going to be with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus, you're with us, and we trust in you. We trust in you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. May our God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit bless you and keep you this next week. May you know that he is with you and that he is your strength. He is your armor with whatever might be thrown at you this next week. Keep your eyes focused on him. That's exactly where Satan doesn't want them to be. So keep them right there. Go with his strength in Jesus' name. Amen.